This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Magic in the Arabic language is known as Sahara Yasharu. And this is the root word Sahara. This root word, most of us are familiar with it, because there is another word currently in Ramadan that is being used regularly that is from the same root, Sinhara, Suhoor. Suhoor is from the same root word, because this is the meal that we partake at the time of Sahar. Sahar is the early part of the morning. And this is the same word that is used for magic, because the magicians, they practice the dark arts usually in the darkest hour of the night, just before the dawn. And amazingly, Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, He prescribed a surah or two surahs, the first of which begins, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقُ مِن شَرِّ مَا خَلَقُ. Say, I seek refuge in the Lord who splits the darkness. So Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal talks about the horizon. And what is the horizon? It is the splitting of the darkness. When you seek refuge in Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal with this surah, then what you are doing is seeking refuge in the Lord who splits the darkness. And that darkness is actually practiced by the magicians at this time, the time of Sahar. So there is a very clear link between this time and magic. And at the same time, Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal invites us at this time to worship Him. So the choice is yours. While the magicians are out there practicing their magic, engaging in dark arts, blowing into the knots, causing problems for people, you can actually be pleasing Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. The choice is yours. And dependent on what you choose is what determines the level of protection that you will have. So if you choose Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you choose to connect to Him, then you will have His protection. You see, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself was bewitched. Aisha radiallahu anha tells us that he was bewitched at some point in his life. And something would appear to him as though he had done it, and he had not actually done it. So he would assume that I have been intimate with my spouse, and he was not intimate with his spouse. He would assume that he had done something and he had not done it. And this was only to do with the matters of the dunya. So it did not affect the wahi part of things, the revelation. And one day Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to Aisha and says that the cure has come to me. Two men visited me. One of them sat at my head and the other one at my feet. And the first one is asking, or two angels came to him. The first one is asking the second, what is wrong with the man? So the second one answers, he says, he has been bewitched. وَمَنْ طَبَّهُ? And who is it that bewitched him? He says, لَبِيد ابْنُ الْأَعْصَمِ, a man known as لَبِيد ابْنُ الْأَعْصَمِ. وَبِمَا طَبَّهُ? And how did he bewitch him? So he says, فِي مُشْطٍ وَمُشَاطَهُ, in a comb and a few hairs of a comb. And he placed it in the well of Darwan. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went with some companions to this well. And he came back to Aisha radiallahu anha, and he says that its water was as dark as henna. Very, very dark. And the trees that were around were like the heads of devils. So Aisha radiallahu anha says to him, هَلَّا اسْتَخْرَجْتَهُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ? Did you not take it out, O Messenger of Allah? He says, أَمَّا أَنَا فَقَدْ عَافَانِ اللَّهِ. As for me, Allah has cured me. And I feared that this will cause a fitna for the people. So he commanded for the well to be buried. So it was buried. So it was covered completely. You see, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself was bewitched. So it is possible for even a good person who is practicing the religion, who is close to Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, to be affected by magic. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His infinite wisdom, He actually makes it such that he doesn't remove that magic. He doesn't take it out. He leaves it there. And he is cured despite having not taken out that magic and opened it up. Why? Because that is a lesson for you and I. We don't need to go and look for the magic. We don't need to go and search for the magic. What we need to do is to focus upon the cure. And that is the word of Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. There are two surah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taught us that are a ruqya in and of themselves. And they are actually a protection for the human being. And all of us know these surah. All of us recite them. قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ مِنْ شَرِّ مَا خَلَقُ. The first one begins with, say, I seek refuge in the Lord who splits the horizon, who splits the darkness from the evil that he created. Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal is telling you, I created the evil. So seek refuge in the Lord who created the evil. Why are you bothered and worried about where the magic came from? How it happened? What knots were tied? Who blew the magic? That is insignificant if you turn your heart to Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. What we do, we will invite someone to recite in the home, for example. And sometimes that person is not even reciting from the Quran and the Sunnah. They are doing all sorts of things, including magic to destroy magic sometimes. And that person will tell us that, I have found out who did this magic to you. It is your own wife. I have found out who did this magic to you. It is your own husband. And Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal is telling us that at the time of Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam, the devils would teach the people. فَيَتَعَلَّمُونَ مِنْهُمَا مَا يُفَرِّقُونَ بِهِ بَيْنَ الْمَرْءِ وَزَوْجِهِ. So they would learn that which would cause a split between a man and his wife. So these people are telling you that it is your husband and it is your wife. Why? Because they have been communicating with the devils and the devils are inspiring them to destroy your marriage. So they will inform you with that which is wrong in order to split your marriage. So don't listen to what the shayateen have to say. Don't listen to what these people who claim to remove this magic will say, especially those who fight magic with magic and the devil with the devil. When a person is reciting correctly, they will recite from the Quran and they will recite clearly and they will not do anything that is unexpected and strange against the Quran and the Sunnah. So someone may say, but hold on, Shaykh, the person who comes and he recites, he has been blowing water into my face. If that is not against the Quran and the Sunnah, then that is okay. If the dua is not from the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not from the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but it is a dua that doesn't go against the teachings of Quran and sunnah, then there is nothing wrong with that. Because some dua is not actually from the sunnah, but it doesn't go against the Quran and sunnah, no problem. The practice that the person is engaged in, for example, you know, spraying some water and, you know, reading some words that are not from Quran and Sunnah, but they are not against Quran and Sunnah, then there is nothing wrong with this. So that is the principle that we should have. So it doesn't necessarily have to be an ayah of the Quran, a hadith from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but as long as it is not going against, then there is nothing wrong with this. Why? Because this is part of tadawi. This is part of seeking cure. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that seek the cure. You can seek cure and there is nothing wrong with this. So make sure that the person that comes to you, they don't recite from other than the Quran and the Sunnah. And secondly, make sure that this person recites clearly and they don't mumble under their breath. Because at times what they do is they will... What are they doing? They are actually inviting the devil. They are actually engaged in a ritual themselves in order to dispel the evil. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was bewitched, but he did not undo the magic and he was cured. That is a message to the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. If it is easy for you to find the magic, destroy it, no problem, do it. But even if it is there, and you recite the Quran, and you do the ruqya shar'iyyah, that which is in the sharia, then Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal can cure you. What happens is we tend to focus on the problem rather than focusing on the cure. Yet the cure is for everything because it is the word of Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. What is the other surah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us to recite? قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. Say, I seek refuge in the Lord of the people. So, the Lord of the people is the one who will cure you. You think your uncle, your aunt, your relative, your husband, your spouse has done magic on you. Allah is their Lord. Seek refuge in Him. Ask Him, beg of Him, turn to Him. He will cure you. So that is the power of the Quran. It strengthens your iman. Not only does it cure you, but it strengthens your iman. It strengthens your link with Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. As for the evil eye, then this happened at the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as well. Sahl ibn Hunayf was a sahabi who was affected by the evil eye. He went out with the companions once, and Amir ibn Rabi'ah, another companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, saw this man bathing. So he took off his clothing and he says, "What beautiful skin you have. I have never seen skin like this." And immediately Sahl ibn Hunayf, he drops unconscious. So they carry him to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "Man tattahimuna bihi? Who is it that you accuse with regards to this? Who did this to him?" So they said, "Look, we think it was Amir because he looked at him and this man dropped unconscious." So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam announces and he says, "Lima yaqtulu ahadukum sahibah?" Why would one of you want to kill his brother? Why would one of you want to kill his brother? Yet this was just from the sight that he had placed on his companion. So you can actually be affected to the extent where you die. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave them a cure. And he says, "Amir, come here. Drink or make wudu with this water, bathe in this water." And then he gave that water to Sahl and told him to drink a bit of it. And as soon as he drank a bit of that water, he stood up and it was as though nothing had happened to him. It was as though nothing had happened to him. The companions say, "We saw him walking away like nothing was wrong with him." So it was clear that the evil eye had affected him. This is a cure that is given to us from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When you think someone has done the evil eye on you, it is important for you to get that person, if possible, invite them to your home, give them a meal, let them drink from some vessel, and then drink from the same vessel as well, perhaps after they have left, or eat from the same plate. And that is a cure that Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, gave us in the sunnah. So sometimes, you know, we can try to be quite direct, and this is a problem. So what we do, we will call the man, say, "Hey, I think you put evil eye on me, so drink some water here." No, don't do that. He himself at times doesn't know that he has put that evil eye on you. So invite him home, let him have a meal, and then drink from that water. And if that is not possible as well, you still have the Quran and you still have the sunnah where you can recite from the Quran and receive cure from Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. One thing that we don't talk about often is our salah. You know, oftentimes when we are talking about magic and we are talking about the evil eye and we are talking about jealousy, we don't talk about our salah and our connection to Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. How do we expect the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if the bare minimum that He has asked us to do, we are not doing? So Allah has asked us to perform 5 times salawat in the masjid. We don't even perform them, let alone the masjid, even at home. And then we want to ask Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal for protection. We want to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us. How is that dua going to be responded to? How are we going to receive the protection from Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal? You see, that salah will protect you from immorality and evil. إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ. Indeed, the salah protects you from immorality and evil. And immorality is one of the greatest doors of Satan into our lives. You want Satan to enter into your life? Commit zina. And you will find that that is the easiest point of access to your life. You know why? لَا يَزْنِي الزَّانِي حِينَ يَزْنِي وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ. A person is not a believer when he is committing adultery while he is committing that adultery. So it is a door for shaitan to enter into your life. And then it becomes easy for people to put magic onto you, and for people to cast spells onto you, and for people to put the evil eye onto you. Why? Because now shaitan is in your life and the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has left. So if you strengthen your link with Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal through those five salawat, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect you first and foremost from immorality and evil. That salah in and of itself is a protection from magic. It is a protection from the evil eye. You see, when you read that salah, you are strengthening your link with the Lord Almighty. And that is the Lord of the horizon. That is the Lord who created the evil in the first place. That is the Lord of the people as well. So do you think that you will not have protection from this? Of course you will have protection. The hadith says, "Man salla subha fahuwa fi dhimmatillah." The one who recites or reads the prayer of the morning, then he will be in the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see how that subh prayer, that early morning prayer, that fajr prayer will protect you from the forces of the devil and from the forces of evil. May Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal protect us, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to practice upon what has been said. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.